new old dads, but we're really just two old dads, and really just two girl dads going through it together. You're whispering there, Patrick.
I guess I am.
Yeah, you were a little soft. I didn't know why.
On the song?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's because you were. So I was matching. Yeah. I felt like I was matching you.
I was trying to keep it down because sometimes I like yell the song and you could tell it's like not very good.
I see. Well, it sounded wonderful as far as I'm concerned, Joe.
Welcome to the show, Doug.
Hey, Doug is in the, you know, it's funny about that. I just got off the phone with my buddy from Sioux Falls, who's named Doug. He called me about 45 minutes ago. And so whenever I come across anybody named Doug, I automatically think of our listener.
He's a good dude. He comes in every week and hey, the girls have been listening.
Ladies. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess we can call them the girls with all four of them.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. The ladies. Hey, lady.
So listen, today's that we're recording on a Tuesday. As you guys know, it is very apropos of us to record whatever day we feel like recording. There's no consistency with us. But it, you know, the truth is hopefully somebody will find value of this later on when they're going through their pregnancy as men. Big week. I mean, last time we talked to you, the election, it was a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a week of just, you know, nonstop. Everyone's partying and having a good time that Trump lost, but Trump's not done yet. It's kind of crazy.
It is
because
crazy.
In all honesty, Patrick, being a political science major, he's not technically elected until the electorate comes together in the first week of December.
True.
And they put the votes in, and when that happens, it's over. But yep. That's why there's space for the judiciary branch of the government to do what they do best, which is look into case and see if it's even got any validity that Trump has is claiming cheating and glitching and all this. I gotta say, the internet is a powerful thing. There's a lot of weird shit coming out about it. So look, you know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I just want a little, like, I want shit to go back to the way it was before COVID. So
I do too. Boy, isn't that the truth? That's really kind of that's the measurement stick, if you will. The measuring stick is that, right? Because that seemed like normal, right?
Imagine being able to walk out of your house without a mask.
Oh, golly.
And then Pfizer comes out and says they have a vaccine like 2 days after the election.
I know, right?
Unbelievable.
The irony.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't planned at all that they would do that, right? Like, it's not like... And it's like Zoom. Did you see all the stocks tanking for like at home stuff?
Yeah,
kind of crazy.
Big sell off.
Yeah, I could see that. But why? I think more companies are going to be more open to us working from home to save money.
Totally. I think those companies, I think they're going to continue to do very, very well, and I think you're going to see more and more of them pop up.
So right? Maybe I should buy Zoom stock and all the other stock that dropped. Now I need to buy in.
Right. Yeah. No. I. It's probably a good time to do that because. Yeah. I don't see this method of communication and doing business personally, professionally, whatever it is. I don't see this going away anytime soon.
True. Here we are doing a podcast on it.
Right. I mean, just the efficiency, the expense side of it is just. I can't imagine what companies are realizing.
I think I do more work at home than I would at the office. The office, I would walk around and talk to people.
Yeah, I've gotten used to it. And, you know, it's an art, right? You really, I think it takes a whole level, another level of patience, responsibility, and focus. And I think, it's forced many, many people to get good at it, right?
So pretend that Violet is just Zoom, because it'll focus you up and make you be more efficient and understanding and all the good stuff.
And all the good stuff. I love it. I love it.
So, guys, not only was the election, but even a bigger event happened in the Melillo O'Donnell lives.
Holy cow.
So I'll kind of start this story and then finish it.
Okay.
Guys, I'm going to tell it from my perspective and then you got to tell it from your perspective.
Oh, perfect.
Saturday night, Patrick, Angie, and I, we all hung out. We played some games and Patrick and I played the Oculus.
The Oculus.
Yeah. Kicked your ass in baseball.
Yeah. This still pisses me off.
I got so hammered that when I went home, and like, Carrie doesn't know this. Carrie doesn't know this. But I went to the fridge and I chugged Bailey's for like a shot.
Oh no!
Shot of Bailey's. All
the things.
I know. I don't know why I did it. I saw it. I was like, "Boom!" Hit it one more time before I go to bed.
As your stomach curdles.
Yeah, and so I got freaking so sick.
Oh no!
And just booted all over the bathroom. Not all over, but just.
I'm glad you made it home.
Yeah, it wasn't until that hit of Bailey's.
Oh yeah,
it's sitting there in the fridge. I was like, "That tastes good." I wanted something a little, you know, a little something sweet before bed. You know?
Coat the stomach a little bit. You betcha.
Oh, my God. So dumb. It's like doing a shot of tequila before bed. What was I thinking? I got the spins.
Oh,
anyway, brutal. So this just shows you what's going on because the next morning, I'm blasted hungover. Oof. And I'm like, oh, man, this sucks. And we're out. We went and did stuff. And, like, I come back. And then, Alex, you know, and Angie was texting Carrie. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, she thinks her water broke.
Oof. Yeah.
I was like, no. Yes. No. What? No way. Yes, she does. And then she's like, and then Carrie got very intense with texting. She was like, I'm texting Angie, Joe. I can't talk to you. It's like, okay. All right. And then she said that Angie apparently had some sort of mucus and waterish stuff come out while she was sitting on the couch. And on top of it, Lo was all over her, being super affectionate on the belly. That was like probably like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this call. Now, I'm telling our listeners, Patrick, obviously, you know this story.
Yeah.
And I said to Angie, I was like, if this is really happening, we need to show up and see them off to the hospital.
So sweet.
And Carrie goes, really? I was like, yep, we should definitely do this. She's like, no. I was like, yeah, come on. It'll be fun. And we had to go out to Menards anyway, so it wasn't that big a deal. We, you know, we just drove an extra like 10 minutes to see you guys. So we pull out back, and we know exactly where you're coming out. And we saw that the garage door was already open, and the other door was open. And then sure enough, Angie comes out, and that's when we see you guys. And we're like, woo, oh, yeah, so cool. Here you go.
That was so cool. You guys are so sweet.
Oh, thanks, people. Man.
That was really, really cool.
Yeah, but I'll leave it there because I want to hear last Sunday morning, what happened?
Yeah.
Did she text you 911 yet?
No. So we were, we haven't had that happen yet where it's been the night. Well, our agreement now is if she calls and I'm not home, I pick up, right? Because she's doing her best to just call when there's something up. Otherwise, she said she would text me if it's not, you know, emergent. And anyhow, we woke up that morning, we laid in bed for a while, brought the dog into bed. And the dog was being super affectionate to Angie, which is kind of off and on. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, Angie looks over at me. She goes, I think Lo's trying to tell me something. I was like, what's she trying to tell you, Angie?
Our wives are witches.
Yeah. I said, she said, I think she's trying to tell me that I'm going to have the baby today. And, you know, and she's dead serious. And I was like, really? And I'm like, you know what? Let's, as of right now, we have an
appointment. Reel it back. No, I'm just like, Angie, reel it back. Come on.
Oh, right, right. I mean, I'm in my head, I'm planning on the evening, the 19th, because that's when we have the induction.
Yeah,
she's
induction.
She's getting induced on Thursday induced, night. Yeah. Yeah, Thursday night.
A week from Thursday.
Yeah. This coming Thursday. And so I'm thinking, well, can we hold off till the 19th? I still got some stuff I got to take care of around the house. Yeah, right. And so I'm saying, Lo, I hope you're wrong. I just am. You know, if that's how it's going to be, awesome. But anyway, I had a breakfast appointment at Shapiro's on Meridian there at 11 a.m. And so I went up and I met with one of my business partners, John Doyle, and we're having breakfast. And Angie calls at about 11:40. And I pick up the phone and I'm, what's up? And she said, I'm pretty sure my water just broke. And I look at John, and you can see John, he was just looking at me. He knew that look, right? He's got kids and all that. And he's like, dude, you got to get rolling.
You're like, no, I gotta finish. And, I gotta finish my corned beef hash here. Just
right. A lot of so Angie goes, I tell you what, let me call my doctor real quick and just run it by her. I'll call you right back. Okay, cool. And so literally 30 seconds later, she called me up and she said, yep, doc wants me to come in. And I'm like, all right, I'll see you shortly. And luckily it's, I mean, Shapiro's is a 5-minute drive from my house.
Yeah.
And so John, you could just see John was, he was lit up and he was like, oh man, I'm so excited for you, dude. This is so exciting. And so
it
I go,
I was lit up coming to your house. We were just like, oh my God.
And I get home and, we're both pretty calm. Right. She wasn't experiencing any pain other than kind of the crampy feeling she's had for a couple of weeks now. Period cramps is how she describes it. Just kind of this constant feeling of cramping. And so it was nothing beyond that. And she explained to me the water breaking and, you know, based off what I've seen in movies, right. What I understand, what I've seen, it's a fair amount of water, right. That comes gushing out. And it didn't sound like that. Right. She explained it and it just didn't sound like what I assume it's like. And, anyway, you called me and you're like, hey dude, so what's going on? I was like, well, Angie thinks her water broke. And you said, yeah, we're right outside, dude. Don't tell Angie that we're outside. We're going to cheer you guys, as you're getting into the car. And I was like, oh, you guys are so fucking awesome. And thanks,
man.
Hold
on.
Okay.
We'll play the interview.
Right now?
Yep. I'll play it. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Here you go, guys. Listen.
Hey. We won't come near you, but. Woo, 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 woo. How do you feel, Angie?
I'm trying to stay calm, but I'm freaking out a little bit.
Why?
It's scary.
You seem calm.
Well, we're freaking out.
Yeah. We're super. Hey!
Like, thought it would be more painful.
Huh,
not yet.
Okay. Yeah, you got a lot more to go.
Weird. When did it start? I was just sitting on the couch. So, actually, this morning, Laurel, I was acting really weird. Like, being super affectionate and cuddly with me. And I was like, well, is mom having a baby today? Like, why are you being so weird? And then I got out of bed, I ate breakfast, and I was drinking my coffee, and just like...
You two just happened to be in the neighborhood when she texted?
Felt like I peed my pants. Awesome. And then I was FaceTiming my sister, and I was like, I don't know, did my water break? She's like, oh, I don't know. And then I checked, and it was a lot, and mucus. Duty, right?
So come here.
And I was like,
before you go,
I do.
how do you feel, guys? Tell us how you feel.
How do you feel?
I told them I'm trying to stay calm, but...
Me too. Yeah, nervous.
You were in a fucking meeting, weren't you? Nervous.
I was. Yeah, I was meeting at Shapiro's, and she called up.
Said, well, you weren't too far away then.
Right. Thank goodness for that. I was just about ready to go down and work out, so I'm glad she called and she did.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel, Patrick? Final?
Nervous. Let's get going. There's part of me that's like, this is going to happen in the next 24 hours, and the other part is like, well, I don't know yet. We'll see. I'm not sure.
It's going fast. If you're just now, like, you felt fine this morning and now you're getting contractions.
What's trippy is we were laying around with the dog this morning and Lo was, I don't know, not acting weird, I don't think.
No, she, I mean, she's never really affectionate and cuddly.
Was super affectionate and cuddly, and Angie's like, I think I'm going to have the baby today. Lo's trying to tell me we're having the baby today.
Wow. You guys are witches. You're a witch.
I know. That was the dog. I was like, why right? Is that so weird?
Well, Violet, we love you. We'll see you in like a 24 hours. Here we go, Patrick. New old dad. New old dads. We love you guys. And the alcohol.
And a bottle of champagne.
Champagne here.
From Remy, yeah.
Where's that at?
In the fridge down there.
In the fridge down there. Reese's, champagne, and what else? Oh yeah, chocolate chip oatmeal cookies. Wow.
So anyway, yeah, we played. That was funny. That was
and
funny.
So Angie comes out, and she could just, you know, she was super surprised, and we were both just like, oh, you guys are so freaking cool. We're sitting there talking to you, right? We're like, hey, so.
Yeah, I know. Really. And we're like, oh, my God, this could be happening. Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, we should probably go, huh? And it's about a 30-minute drive to the hospital
in
Carmel. And we get there, and they and again, nothing emergent, no pain. And so it was just it was very calm. And she gets in, we get into the delivery room, and they hook up all the stuff so you can hear the baby's heartbeat plain as day. And they take a test to see if there's amniotic fluid, right? To see if the water broke. And they took the test. She's gone for about 10, 15 minutes, comes back in, and basically says, okay, it's a false alarm. The water did not break. And but at the same time, it was just like another appointment, right? The doctor came in, and she did her thing. She checked the pelvis. And at one point she said, I can feel the baby's head. Yeah. It was crazy. And I was just like, oh my God. It, you know, so that's how far this baby's dropped where they're, I mean, and she had dilated somewhat since her appointment on Friday. So between Friday and Sunday, she had dilated somewhat. So it's all happening, man. It's all happening.
It's interesting. So it's not like the movies where, at least yours is turning out to not be like the movies where it's like water breaks, dilation, go.
Right.
Now it's kind of like
emergency, get to the hospital. You know, and to be honest with you, it was kind of a nice little test run. You know, I mean, we
if there's anyone that probably needs a test run, Patrick, it's you, buddy.
I know.
I love you, buddy.
You'll be proud to know we had all our bags packed. We just had a few little items left.
The bags are packed.
Right. And so we left all the bags in the car when we went in, just in case, you know, it was
you're coming in with full bags. Right. Like, go back.
And so, so we had a false alarm on Sunday, and here it is Tuesday. And, we're as of now, barring anything, you know, happening between now and then, the inducement is Thursday evening, the 19th.
So we probably have another episode for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do one more before the induction. So like the 18th, the night of the 18th. So we'll probably give it two more episodes before Violet's here.
Perfect.
If she doesn't come before that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this little girl probably is going to come screaming out sometime.
Yeah. Totally.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah. So false alarm, bags are packed. You're ready. It's nice. We just were happy to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it wasn't, you know, we don't care. That's kind of a funny memory now. You know what
totally
I mean?
Totally a funny memory.
And, like, for me, it was like, because I was like, come on, Carrie, let's go. And she's like, all right. Like, she just felt bad. She didn't want to bother you guys. I was like, they're not going to bother. We're not going to bother them. It'll be funny. I mean, literally, like, we saw them. I was like, we saw them last night, Carrie. They're going to be fine if we show up and be like, hey.
Oh, God. We thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And you got some pretty good footage, it looked like.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, too bad it's a false alarm. Maybe we should just tell Violet that's the day.
Right. Oh, man. Anyway. So you're going to play the actual interview of her coming out of the house and me coming out of the house.
Yeah, we already did.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Remember, guys? No, I just didn't really play it. I'm just editing it in.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's cool. I'm trying to think. So the rest of the time, so we're 5.5 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know if I told you, but there's no way that we're not having the baby there's no way we're not having the baby after December 19th.
Got it.
So we definitely are having her December 19th or earlier.
Okay.
And that's good because, but here's the one thing. If Carrie gets a C-section on December 19th, we will be in the hospital on December 23rd.
Yep.
Which kind of sucks. I'm going to be, if we have her on the 19th and she's a VBAC, we're going to be in the hospital. We're going to leave the hospital on my birthday.
So
it'll be like a nice little birthday present from from Carrie to Gia to me and Devin.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah. And I think we don't have Carrie has another appointment next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're just like, you know, I got to start planning for work stuff and making sure that we're like taken care of. Like, it's just a lot.
Totally, dude. Totally. So, it's a challenge to plan around, if you will. right? Especially if it's nice to have this date in mind, right? In both our cases, the 19th.
19th, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's nice to know, okay, this is appointed and it's scheduled. And because on Sunday, I'm not ready for this right now. I'm not ready. That was, yeah. And Sunday night, we were both just exhausted, dude. Oh, I think we were working so hard to remain calm that we burned so much energy. I mean, we were both just wiped out Sunday night from that day.
So that's funny that you say that. I just can't imagine myself being like that yet because I'm not close enough.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I could definitely see you being there where you're, how close you are.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. My gosh, guy.
It was a nice trial run. It really was. I think I was more excited than you. What's that, bud?
Say again. I'm sorry.
I say it was a blessing in some ways, right? A gift to kind of have that trial run. I can't imagine what it would be like if she's sitting next to me, you know, moaning and groaning and going, oh my God, get there. You know, that's a whole different ballgame. It just wasn't like that, right?
Yeah, obviously. I was just sitting in the car, hanging out. Yeah, it's false alarm. So is Angie dilated now, like a centimeter?
It sounds like a centimeter.
Since, like a month?
Just since last Friday.
Yeah, so no, I know, but I'm saying, I guess it wouldn't be a month. It would be, you know, there's still 9 days left. So a week and 2 days, she's going to be dilated for another. So like total, like she's going to be dilated for like 10 days.
I guess so. So yeah, between her appointment last Friday and Sunday, she had dilated some. And then she has her last appointment this coming Friday, 3 days from now. So they'll do what they do then to, you know, to measure it as well.
That's
so
insane.
My assumption
saying that women can just walk around dilated. Just like, right.
You know, crazy.
I'm kind of in labor.
Right. I'm still blown away that the doctor is like, oh, yep, I can feel her head. What? Yeah.
It's crazy you were in an appointment.
What's that?
It's crazy you were in an appointment.
That she couldn't feel her head in the appointment? Is that what you mean?
No, that you were in the appointment.
Oh, and this was Sunday.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
They let you in there?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, they'd let me in as if this was all going to happen, as if, you know, we were giving birth that afternoon and we were staying overnight. And yeah. I mean, we were in a suite. We were all ready to roll. And then they're like, yeah.
Were they like,
get out of here. Get the hell out of here. We need to clean this room up for somebody who's having a baby.
Don't mind if you do mind.
What's that?
Don't mind if you do mind.
Don't mind if you do mind.
So they kicked you out, right? And then were they like, it's okay. This happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like Angie was like, I'm so sorry. You know, she felt bad that, you know, that these, you know.
What was it?
She drew attention, I guess. And they were like, don't be sorry. Goodness, this happens all the time. You know, so they were, there was the doctor and there was a nurse were the only two that we saw the whole time. And they were just awesome. They really, really were professional and very sweet and straightforward. And matter of fact, they were great.
That's dope.
So they put her at ease big time throughout the whole thing. So yeah,
that's nice.
They were
nice.
Do not say you're sorry. This happens all the time.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're like, no, it doesn't.
Can you guys get out of the room now?
Can you guys get the fuck out of here? This is unbelievable.
We need to free up this suite. Please.
So what was it? What came out of Angie?
Well, so from what I understand, there is a mucus plug, right? There's this plug made of mucus.
Right.
And ultimately, that has either come out or it's starting to come out is kind of how.
I'll take a guess that it's starting to come out.
Or has come out. Yeah, one of the two. You know, I don't think it's like this, you know, obvious plug. I don't know, right? Like this cork material.
Right. Oh, the sound effect. Oh my God.
So Angie basically said and thinks that it's come out.
Oh my God, that's stop. We're ridiculous.
Sorry.
So okay, got it. Okay. So yeah, because I thought when the mucus plug comes out, that's a pretty big indicator the baby's on its way. Like hardcore on its way, like that day.
Oh yeah. No, apparently not.
Well, yeah, apparently not.
Yeah, and they were very straightforward about, okay, you're on pace for the evening of the 19th. They really focused on that day still. They didn't really.
Wouldn't that be crazy? They're both born on the 19th.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be.
It's funny. I mean, of all the, honestly, I know you guys are a month ahead of us, but like, we're like, wow, that's just crazy.
I know.
And she's no longer a Sagittarius.
That's the case. And I'm good with that.
Violet is going to be moody and brooding and dark. That's what they say about the Capricorns, right? Isn't she Capricorn or Scorpio?
Scorpio. Yeah. She's going to be all goth. I'm good with it.
Were you that way at all?
No. I'm Gemini, right?
Yeah, you're super sunshine.
Yeah. Depending on the day, whichever guy. Whichever
sunshine. Na, 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 Patrick's walking down the street and living life. Like that's how Patrick walks around.
It's a good way to be.
Sunshine, hey, you know what? I got lollipops and.
Angie reminded me of something that I failed to bring up last week that happened to me a couple days before our last show. Can I bring up now, or do you want to read Adrian first?
No, please bring it up now because you'll forget it later.
Well, but my hope thing, is, once again, thing,
thank God for the girls to listen.
What's that?
Thank God the girls listen.
And my hope is that I didn't bring it up and I'm forgetting, which I've done once before, as you know. So anyhow, I go to this networking event last Tuesday night. Yeah, it was last Tuesday night. It was the night before our last episode. And it's a nice little group, and you know, just a short 45-minute thing at this guy's house. And anyway, there was somebody there that I recognized, a referral partner, if you will, a business coach here in the Indianapolis area. And his name's Rob. And I noticed Rob right away when I got there and saw the presentation. And then I went and talked to Rob and his wife afterward as people were filing out. And I brought up to Rob, I said, hey, you know, I'm having my first child here, you know, in the next 3 weeks or so. And he was like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. That is so awesome. And they were both super excited for me. And he looks me right in the eye and he goes, so is this your first grandchild?
Oh my God.
Which I knew would happen, right? It's bound to happen. Time that, hey, listen, I got a stepbrother who's 2 years younger than me, and he's a grandpa, right? And so I look at Rob and I kind of chuckle. I didn't care. I wasn't offended or anything like that. Like I said, I got to get used to it, I think. And I said, no, Rob, it's my first kid, dude. I said, I've never had children before. And he just went red, bro.
Oh my God. Yeah,
he went
dude,
so
red.
He was so embarrassed. And his wife was like slugging him in the shoulder, like, Rob,
you freaking idiot.
Too, that I wasn't a grandchild.
She definitely was like, oh, I didn't have any idea.
I know. And so that was the first time that I had really gotten that, which again, I expect I'll have when I have that baby in my arms in certain circumstances.
How old's your granddaughter? Yeah, right? Granddaughter.
Or your granddaughter, and Angie will be with me, and they'll be like, hey, is this your daughter and your granddaughter? Maybe not quite.
You got to start dyeing your hair again.
I know, dude. I know. So
it's
anyway,
just your hair. I don't think it's anything else, dude. It's just your your white hair.
It's all gray. Yeah.
White hair. Sorry.
Yep. That's not, it's silver, mister. It's silver.
Blue hair. It's blue hair.
It's not blue. So that was I thought it was hilarious.
You know, Patrick, I gotta say, man, some people in life would never have done what you're doing.
Oh,
and I gotta we love you and props to you, man. And frankly, it's not you giving the birth, so right. You know, you didn't do shit, but but if that's the worst thing that comes out of your having a little girl, totally. I would take that all day.
Oh, no, yeah,
call me your grandpa. Sure.
Yeah. No, I thought it was funnier than hell, man. I laughed my ass off. But
all it means is that you're a fertile young man.
I just laughed at his reaction because he's a really nice guy, right? And you can tell that he was genuinely embarrassed.
That makes me laugh so hard. That's a really funny story. That is a great story. Great. Bravo, Patrick. Bravo on your story today.
So that's for you, Rob Green. Shame on you.
I'm going to send him this podcast. All right, let's pull out Mr. Adrian Culp.
Okay.
And I actually read it with Devin. Devin and I read the latest chapter in bed the other night with Carrie. Oh,
cool.
And we are at 30. Wait.
I'm 37 tomorrow, Wednesday.
Yeah, and we're 34.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to read it or do you want to read it?
I don't have it with me. I'd have to go to the other room, but go ahead.
Okay, so you read chapter 34.
Yeah, just read one of the last facts on the last part of the, I think on the back page, on the bottom, there's something funny or interesting.
Ooh, it tells you to do at least one dry run to the hospital. That's ironic.
That's it. That was it.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we read that, and I just started laughing, thinking of you.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
And what was the other right fact?
Well, it says she's tired and urinating a lot. She's really starting to feel uncomfortable. The mom is. Baby's lungs are in the final week of development.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's really important, too.
Yeah.
Because if we make it through this week, the baby will be born completely healthy.
Correct.
So let's make it. We got like freaking, you know, 5 more days here. So
it says plan ahead by installing your car seat if you haven't already.
That too. That was pretty interesting, I thought. Yep. I haven't done that.
Yep. And then some other things. Those were kind of the big things. It says mom's uterus is anywhere from 500 to 1,000 times bigger than when we started this journey.
Yeah.
That's significant.
5,000 to 10,000 times
bigger? 500 to 1,000 times.
500 to 1,000. Dang.
That's something, isn't it? That's really, really
God's
amazing
to
me. Oh, my gosh.
Expanding uterus.
Can you think of anything else that really stuck out?
Nope, that was it. That was, I mean, other, you know, she's the size of a cantaloupe, I think, or something.
It's a very short chapter.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that really stand out that I highlighted when we were at 34. Swing to
number 37.
37. The baby, if baby was born this week, it's considered at term or full term, right? And so it said only about 5% of babies arrive on their actual due date, and about 6.4% are born at 37 weeks, gaining about a half pound per week right now. And let's see what else. Because baby is dropping, mom's pelvic pain and urge to pee are prevalent. Angie's really having all kinds of pee episodes. Matter of fact, that's one thing the doctor said. When she said she could feel her head, she was like, oh, she's really pushing on your bladder. And Angie's like, yeah. see, nesting is in full effect. There's no doubt about that. And this was kind of interesting. It says, because the baby is so close to delivery, mom may be experiencing a surge of energy. So I don't know if I've witnessed that yet or not, but just kind of a out of place surge of energy is kind of how he explains it, which I thought that's kind of wild.
Yeah, it is.
You review your action plan. He said, this is it. This is go time. It's been go time
with Adrian for like 4 weeks.
Totally. Totally. And again, we're pregnant. The First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook by Adrian Culp, which has been very helpful. But that's basically it, Joe, when it comes to week 37. And then of course, week 34, it's all kind of about, hey, you know, be ready.
Yeah.
Fellas, you know, now's the time. Don't mess around with this stuff.
Week 34. I'm at week 33. You're at week 37. No, I'm at week 34, or week 37. It's just funny to think about it because I always, what people would talk about, oh, I'm this many weeks and before, I didn't care. I was like, yeah, but how close are you to like her being here? But right. Now that we're in it, that's the difference. Ooh. I think that's one of the main differences between. So I guess we can talk a little bit about this because maybe we can expand on this later, but I'll ask you your initial reaction and then maybe a little homework for us. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? I mean, I guess you lived it for that moment, but like what are you going to be different? How are you going to be different? Like tell, if you were going to come back in time, like your self, like Patrick from 5 weeks from now, he's going to come back and tell you something.
Ooh, great question.
What would that what would that guy in the future tell you that you think?
Man, that's a great question, dude.
Is it a great question or is it just so dumb?
No, I think it's a good question. It really makes me think. So let me make sure I'm understanding. So 5 weeks from now.
It's not a good question if you have to ask me if I get the questions.
So 5 weeks from now, if I were to come back and have a conversation with myself now, And give that person or give me advice.
Yeah. What's that person look like, and what's he saying?
Oh man, my assumption is it would be get your sleep now, bro. You're going to have to, one of the things I've been telling Angie is that with everything that I've got going on in my life, both personally, professionally, you know, my lifestyle, if you will, I don't think I can do it all. I think there are going to be some things that I'm going to have to,
well, you better make that cut now,
curb or eliminate, just because I won't have time, right? I just won't have time to do everything. Right, whether it be, you know, going down to Behringer's on a Sunday afternoon for 4 hours to watch the Colts game and help out. I mean, there's just certain things that I look at and go, I can't do it all. I just can't. And part of it has to do with my age, I think. You know, I'm pretty self-aware. My energy level and that sort of thing. And I think I would come back and say, hey, you really need to do what you know you need to do, right? And that is become more efficient in your life and take better care of yourself or however you want to word that. You know what I mean?
I like it. I like it, Patrick. And we'll look back on this episode when we listen to it again, when the babies are here.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to continue the podcast a little bit after. I mean, I still think like we're probably going to keep it going for another 3 months after the baby. So the babies are like 3 and 4 months old. I think that's, we keep it going until next year. So we have a nice full year under our belt for the podcast and we can kind of give that fourth trimester that people talk about, which is completely different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, like I mentioned to you on one point by text, I think we may not even know what our value can be. I mean, the value we bring to expecting fathers, hell, it might come after, you know, those 3 to 6 to 9 months after our babies are born, right?
Yeah.
That may be where we bring value. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the only way that we'd bring value to them is if we take the last episode and put it in the first episode and be like, listen to what we're saying. Yeah. Help us. Like almost like time travelers. Like, if you're listening to this podcast, this is the first episode. Technically, this is not the first episode. This is actually us in the future telling our past selves to shut the fuck up and do what you have to do. Get it all done because you got no time.
How about you? Can I ask you that same question?
If Joe Melillo from 5 weeks walks in the door over here behind me, just like comes out of that closet and just like, yo, man, here's the deal.
Right.
Yeah. He'd probably say, it's all good. You know, keep your cool. You know, I don't know. Feed the baby. Don't drop the baby.
Yeah.
I feel like one, handling a baby is going to be really interesting.
Whew.
And then, you know, she's going to be ours, so it'll be fine. But right. I'm really worried about the poop, dude. There's going to be so much poop.
I know. I am too. I'm genuinely concerned about my ability.
Can I tell the listeners a story about you, Patrick, without.
Yeah.
I hope it's okay.
That's fine. Yeah. As you just laugh your ass off.
Sorry. I'm sorry. So I'll just ask you, do you really think that like, that, you know, that little walker and like bouncer that the baby's in, do you think they just poop in there?
Well,
is that weird? Cause so, we've been, all right. Evan thinks it's hilarious that you think this.
Good. I have these visuals, right? Of, cause I don't do well around stuff that I consider, I just don't do well around it, right? I gag and I'm that guy. I have been ever since I was a kid. And so I have these kind of visuals. I visualize stuff, you know, preparing my mind for it. And one of the visuals that I have is, you know, my baby sitting in a walker or whatever, and, you know, having a going, taking a dump and it, you know, like squeezing in between the diapers or what, right? And that's, so,
well, that definitely happens.
Yeah. And so I said to Angie, I said, you know, I was kind of sitting there looking at the she's got like 3 or 4 little, you know, stages of walkers or whatever sitting in the living room there, and I'm like, isn't she just gonna shit all over those, babe, you know? And she looked at me like, are you an absolute idiot? What's the matter with you? She's gonna have diapers. And I was like, well, yeah, I know, but you hear about these, you know, blowout incidents and stuff.
So you were referencing specifically the blowout. Angie made it sound like the carry that you just didn't want. You just like going to put your baby in there without diaper, just let her walk around.
Oh, no, 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 no. I was talking about these blowouts that you hear about or what. Yeah, that's
Devin.
You know, the 1 in 10 happened.
Got it. Devin one time pooped so hard that it pooped up his back and then onto someone. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've all heard like that. Right. Oh, and so it's like, how is it not going to get all over this stuff? You know,
I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah, blowouts are definitely going to get over the stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with, not gagging. I just, in the fraternity house, it like taught me how not to care about what I was around. Just like do it and just like shut up about it. It's fine.
I got you.
It was so much. It was so bad at the fraternity house. Like, and we did so many, I did so much throwing up at when I was pledged that all that has like been left from me, but some things will get me gagging. So as long as we're okay, you know, not gagging.
My hope is, of course, that, you know, I'm able to deal with it considering it's my kid, right? Because my experience up to this point has been other people's kids or other people or whatever.
Other people.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like Kevin.
Like if somebody,
Kevin Dolan. Or
if Doug. If I see somebody barf or something, I immediately just the sound of it, much less the smell. I'm like, that's me. Yeah. And so I'm absolutely 100% concerned about that.
Okay, got it.
I'm overthinking it probably.
Yeah, you definitely are, because it's going to happen so much. You're just going to come numb to it.
I think so too. Yeah, that's my hope.
There's always this one show. I think it was Scrubs, and I just thought it was so funny when the character, he had a baby, and Zach Braff's character comes in, and he's like, dude, it's crazy. I got poop on my finger. What's crazy is just wipe your poop off on your pants. Doesn't matter. Wash the pants later. And I just was like, oh my God, is that parenthood? Just like, you get poop on your finger, wipe it off on your pants. It's like that simple.
That sounds like parenthood, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fired up. I really am.
We were really fired up.
This last Sunday got me fired up.
I'm sad that she's not here. I thought this episode she'd be here. When I heard that, I was like, and I was all in like, Carrie, text Angie to like record. Like somehow you guys have to record something. Like even if it's like a minute of you heading to the hospital or a minute or two, you have to record it. Our listeners deserve that.
Yeah. Well, all I know is it filled our hearts, the fact that you would even think that, you know, in the moment you thought of, hey, let's go over and see him off, you know.
It's
you guys were clapping outside while we were walking out the back door. It was so freaking cool.
Ah, dude, no problem, man. We love you guys, so there's no questions. And the other thing is too, I just felt like that is something Joan, my mom, would do. She would think about something like that, and she's taught me to be like that. Be spontaneous. Go be, because that's going to be meaningful one day, you know, that we were there. And like, even though it wasn't a real thing, at least we'll remember that. And maybe one day we'll be so senile that, you know, we just will remember, remember when you had the baby, we saw you off. And like that's the story from now on.
Unforgettable. That was an unforgettable, you know, 5 to 10 minutes in time there. Thanks, that was so cool. Yeah.
I almost wanted to make you, I was like, we need to make signs. And Carrie's like, we don't have time to make signs, Joe. Get in the car.
And the fact that you got it on videotape is priceless, too.
Well, you know me, dude.
Yeah.
You know me. I get everything on video.
That was killer. That was absolutely killer.
Well, we love you, dude. And
love you back.
We love everybody who's listening, too. We really appreciate the time that you guys have. Look, you know, we may not be the best in terms of helping you along the way. We're just hoping you like the journey as we kind of, and it's us, right? We're not doing it for you, Doug. We're doing it for us.
Doing it for us and our girls.
Yeah, our girls.
And hopefully, you know, some people learn some stuff along the way.
Yeah, maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Yeah.
Get my seatbelt. I got a task, right? Get my seatbelt. Get the car seat in the car.
Yep.
Ready to go.
You know, you got to go have that checked.
Yeah, I got to go get that checked.
I did that last week.
Oh, fuck, we also have classes I gotta take, online classes. Shit,
it was a full hour, man.
Of them are 2.5 hours
for baby seat.
No.
Oh, okay.
Like pregnancy class with me.
Oh yeah, we did that. Yeah, right. But I'm talking about, you don't have to do this. I don't know, but I went to the hospital and the woman gave me coaching on proper baby seat usage for about an hour. Yeah, it was nuts. It was like a drive up in the hospital, and that's all it was for.
Sounds like that can be done on YouTube.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, she got in there. She was checking it out to make sure it was all fastened down the way it needed to be. And she made me practice putting the baby in and out. So I said, you know, can't hurt. And it was no cost. And it's not like she gave me a certificate of completion or anything like that, but it was important to Angie that I went. And so I did. And it was helpful. The woman was absolutely hilarious. So that was actually kind of entertaining. She was totally into her gig.
That's awesome.
Yeah, totally.
So I got a saying to kick us off here.
Okay.
I hope it's okay, but you have to say it, remember, because you got to end it.
Okay.
I can't do it. I start it, you end it. So vulnerability is a trait of a great leader.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Vulnerability is a trait of a great leader.
Vulnerability, Joe, is the trait of a great leader. And it's very attractive, too. Vulnerability in people is very attractive, I feel, especially in leaders.
Especially in leaders.
When they're not afraid to show their true feelings in front of their people. I think that's awesome.
One more time.
Vulnerability is the trait of a great leader.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Joe.
See you guys. See you later.
Bye
now.
See you
next week.
See ya.
Hopefully Violet won't be here.
Right.
But also we hope she is.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Right.
All right. We love you guys. See ya.
Later.